Hey, different version of me right now. The light looks good. A little weird looking, but it'll do. It'll do, donkey. So I didn't have the greatest weekend. I went to go look for a vehicle, and it did not work out all day, and drove, I would say probably like 10, 11 hours. It was a long day, but great things happen mysteriously sometimes. Woke up yesterday and I did something wrong again. I turned off my son's alarm for him to go to the football game yesterday, and I didn't know that because it was early in the morning and it kept going off, and I thought he was trying to turn it off. I didn't know what time it was. I was, you know, half awake, half asleep. But all I remember is, you know, he was telling Alexa to pause, and I'm like, oh, okay. But he kept doing it over and over again, and I was like, oh, maybe he just wants to stop, but he's saying the wrong word, you know what I mean? So I just said it, and I honestly did not know. But anyways, that sucked. I feel really bad, and if you watch this, Jordan, I love you. I did not mean to do that on purpose at all. I would never do that. You know, that's just a freak accident, to be honest. But what did happen, though, son woke up, you know, and all that went down, and after a while, he wanted to go get something to eat, so I took him over to get something to eat. Right as we pulled into the place, right across the street was, you know, a vehicle. That's kind of, that was kind of similar to what we were looking for, so took pictures and pretty much looked at it. It was a mail carrier's vehicle, so it has the gas and brake pedal on the right side also. No steering wheel. I think it was suicide. I think that's what they said. So it's like a joystick that you can turn from if you're sitting on the right side. It's a little weird, but you know, I guess once you get used to it, it doesn't really matter. Now, that vehicle is pretty much the exact same as this one that I'm in right now. I don't know about the year, but I know the mileage is double than this one. But like I said, it was a mail carrier, so I mean, it was used every single day. But the bonus, or the best part about that, was that, you know, since I did use it all the time, it was probably kept up with maintenance and everything. So that's a good thing. That's a bonus, it's a plus. And it was inside the price range. So sometimes things work out great. Sometimes they don't. But I know, with patience and understanding, sometimes you can get through a lot of things. You just got to be willing to do it. But what did happen, though, with the football team, the school lost, but they were so close. When I stopped watching because I had to go to bed, they were down. It was 26-12, I believe it was. And apparently they came back. They were ahead. I think it was like 48-46 or something like that. And we just didn't, you know, do what we needed to do to hold the lead, and that's what happened. But you know, the great thing out of that loss was the team that they played, the quarterback from that team previous week threw for like 8 touchdowns And well, this one, you didn't throw that many touchdowns. It was mostly a run and pass type thing and defense. So, but yeah, that was a pretty good telltale sign that they're up to the challenge, you know, of whatever might come the way the rest of the year. This next week also is going to be another big game. So, but the one that we lost was not a league game, so it doesn't count, but it does in the overall standings. But next week, like I said, that game is going to be another challenge because the team we just lost to beat that team the previous week before that. So, you know, hopefully they're not not prepared. That's all I can say. I don't want to be mean or negative. I just hope they're not prepared. That's all I care about. I know that this group of kids for this year is constructed differently. But there's a lot more pieces, a lot more kids came out. It was pretty cool to see that. And I know they got some quick kids. Really quick, really smart. My son has an actual JV game Monday, tomorrow. I think around 6. Pretty excited for that. I'm going to try to record all of it, even though it doesn't really take long to record, you know, someone playing quarterback. Because snaps usually last, what, 8, 10 seconds? I don't know, whatever. So, like, in between snaps, what I would do or have done is I'd record and then pause and then record right before he snaps again. So, and depending on how long the drive is, you know, not really a long video. If you think about it, like for a whole game, I could probably get like 5 minutes maybe. Like if, you know, if they played a whole bunch of snaps, and that's just an estimate. So it doesn't really take that much space. Now, recording a whole game though, that's something that, of course, that is a little bit different than a basketball game. Mostly because you have to deal with lighting issues. The time of the game is a big deal because if it starts getting dark, you know, you'd have to have a light, and the light might not be great. But since I got a GoPro, I have two of them. I probably will try to utilize it. Maybe not for football unless they get to, you know, state and all that stuff. I might do that. But it'd be a good test actually, because I've never actually taken the GoPros out at night to do anything, to test it or anything like that. So I think it would be a great thing to do. But other than that, I'm just here to motivate you. Whatever it is that you need, you already have. You don't think you do. You don't realize it. You don't understand it. You don't know the confidence that you already have. But it's there. I know it's there. And it's not because I have it. It's not because I think differently. It's just settling into your life, yourself, where you're at, your situation, your perspective, all that stuff. Once you settle, things become a little bit more clear, and the confidence comes out. It's kind of how it works. But it's up to you, you know, it's up to you to go down that path and show a little confidence, even on things that, you know, you would never normally do, like, I don't know, talking to people, or, you know, introducing yourself, or asking certain questions, or whatever the case may be. But be present, be confident, be you. Have a great day.